This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a massive car bomb explosion in Afghanistan's capital today. At least 14 people were killed. 145 others are reported wounded, including more than 90 civilians, women and children among them. Authorities say the attacker detonated his suicide vehicle as it entered a police compound in western Kabul. The blast sent a huge cloud of smoke and ash and could be seen across the city. Today's attack comes even as the insurgents continue talks with the United States about ending the 18-year war, with signs indicating an agreement may be close. The Taliban issued a warning Tuesday for Afghan citizens to boycott the country's presidential vote set for September and all election rallies leading up to it. U.S. President Donald Trump and the First Lady arrive soon in Dayton, Ohio, one of two American cities hit by mass shootings just days ago. A report from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The president visits Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas today, the sites of mass shootings over the weekend that left 31 dead and dozens wounded. President Trump has had the grim task of consoling and attempting to unify communities after similar tragedies before. In Parkland, Florida and Las Vegas, the president and First Lady Melania Trump saluted first responders and consoled grieving families and survivors. But how the president is received today remains to be seen. Many Americans are blaming Trump for sowing the seeds of disharmony and polarizing the nation. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Before leaving the White House a short time ago, President Trump said he wants to strengthen background checks for gun purchases. It was unclear what kind of plan he favored. American author Toni Morrison, the first black woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, has died. She was 88. Along with the Nobel, Morrison won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News in Washington. China's currency has weakened once again, setting the stage for a fresh drop.